We are learning Masechta Shabbos, Daf Kuf Mem Zayin Amud Aleph, and we are starting the last words on Kuf Mem Vav Amud Beis. Omer Rav Huna, HaMena'er, someone who shakes out Menara Talisa B'Shabbos, Chayev Chata. Someone shakes out his talis on Shabbos is Chayev Chatas. Now, what did you shake it out from? So Rashi learns it's from dust. It had dust on your talis, and he shook it out. Chayev Chatas, Rashi says, because that's Libun. Now, even though, like Rav Kveiga mentions, Rashi before said Libun is only shaykh with water, and here he's saying, even without water, Chayach Libun. So the answer, the Acharonim say, the answer Rashi is that there's a difference. Before, where it says you needed water, it was talking about it got muddy. Now, by mud, if you take the mud off, still Rishumay Nikar, there's still a stain there. You didn't get rid of the stain. But by dust, by shaking it off, the whole entire dust goes off. So according to Rashi, Chayach Chat is shaking off dust. Tyson on the hand on top of the Amid holds, you need water. So it's talking about a dew, towel fell on the clothing and you shook it off. The Chayev Chatas because of Libun. And it comes out, if you shake out a talis with dust, if going to be Chayev Chatas or not. And therefore, we have to be makbid, you shouldn't take dust off a talis. We'll see the certain tonight. If you're not makbid, then it's not a problem. We'll see in a second. Lo yamara, this whole iser to take off dust of a talis, of a charati, of a new one, of a tiki, an older talis, less than ba. It's not a problem because the person doesn't really care on an older talis that has a little dust in it. Lo yamara, uchbi, only by a black talis. There, the dust shows. By red, white and red clothing, there, less than, but it's not a problem. Again, because you're not makbid. And even on new clothing that's black, who the copper allow? Only if you're makbid on it. So it's only a problem if you're makbid, then it's also to shake out your talis from dust if you're makbid on it. So, the Ula uklo pumpadisa, chazor rabbanon to come naftzig lemayu. Ula went to pumpadisa and he saw some of Talmidim, they were shaking out their clothing from the dust. So Ula saw this, he said, wow, the Michal Shabbos. Oma Kamchlin Rabban Shabbos, there'll be Michal Shabbos. You know, I'll do this. Shail of Chayev Chatas over here. Oma Rabbi Huda, Huda told us, Tamir, no, the food's about to continue doing it, continue shaking out in front of him. Why? And now look up to me that we don't care. We're not makbid on this dust, and therefore for us, it's not a problem to shake out this dust. So that was the Shail of Libun. Now we're going to a little bit of Haitzah. One more Gemara of Libun before the next Gemara. Abaya v'koyi kamei Rav Yosef. Abaya was in front of Rav Yosef. One more Gemara about Libun. Abaya was in front of Rav Yosef. Amar leis, Rav Yosef, his Rebbe told him, Havli kumsoi, pass me my hat. It's like a yarmulke hat, something they wore over the head. Chazor dika tal ala. Abaya saw there was tal on it. So he didn't know what to do. On one hand, he just want to give Rav Yosef a hat with a talit with a dew on it. On the other hand, he's not sure if he's allowed to shake it out. It's Shail Libun. Like, this is not like Tyson's shot. It sounds like Libun. So he wasn't sure to give it back or not. Amalei, Nefoitz, Shadi. He says, Rav Yosef told him, just shake it out. Shake it out. Anan, Loikab didn't read it. I am not Makbid. I am not Makbid, and therefore, La'anan lak didn't read it. I'm not Makbid, and therefore it's not a problem to shake it out. So what do you see from this Gemara? You see from this Gemara that Makbid is Tali in the person who owns it, not the person who's doing it. Because Abaya might have been Makbid, but Abaya is still the one who shook it out. But since Rav Yosef, the owner, is not Makbid, therefore, you see from here that it goes Basar, the owner, and not Basar, the person who's doing it. That's what Makbid is Tali in. That's who it's Tali in. And it could be something Bialacha Klares made out of Abaya's question. Abaya wasn't sure, is it Tali in him or Tali in Rav Yosef? My Yosef told him, first of all, my Makbid, second of all, it's Tali in me, and therefore you'll have to shake it out. So look at the Gemara Baita. Now the Gemara talking about Shtukul Haitzah. Omar Av Yitzchak Bar Yosef Mar Yechna, Hayotzei Betalis Mekupelas Menachasak Seif. If someone goes out to Shrabim with a talis that's over his head, but the rest of it is draped over his shoulder. So it doesn't go down around his body. It goes around, it's just over his head and the rest around his neck, over his shoulder. Because that's not derech malbush, it's derech masa. It's like carrying. And therefore, yechayev chatas. And not only is it carrying, it's a derech to carry it that way. It's not wearing it, but it's carrying it that way. Tainamacha, bring right from a brisa, says in the brisa, soichriksos yoitzim, betalisos, mikopolos, monochosak seif, from Beshabbos. People who sell clothing and they want to, the way they carry out the clothing is by putting it over the head and over their necks. They go out with talis that's folded and over their neck, over their shoulders. Chayov mchatas, techayev chatas. V'lo yisrech eksos bavad omru, ela kol odom. Any person that goes out that way is chayav chatas. Hey, why did the Braisa say a case of sirchik sus? That's the normal thing, and they're the ones who go out that way. Therefore, we give that example. Valkaponim is even here that it's chayav chatas because it's a normal way of carrying, and it's not wearing. That's called carrying. You see, that's how the sellers, the clothing sellers, that's how they go out. And a chemvini that goes out, the storekeeper that goes out with his money wrapped in his blanket, also chayav chatas. Any person walks out that is chayav chatas. That's the derech of a chemvini to go out this way. That's why we pick example of a chemvini. Another thing about ratonim yoytzim. Ratonim is a place. The people from Raton, they go out b'sudorim she'al kseifam, and that's also, they're allowed to go out that way because that's the way they wear. They're allowed to go out that way. Why? Because they wear their sudar on the way they wear their sudar, which is, means the head covering, the way they wear it is, it's over their shoulder as well. Anyone who goes out that way with his hat, head covering that's over his shoulder as well, that's fine. A talis is called carrying, but a sudar is fine, and the raya is, the ratonim, they walk out, that's the way they cover their head, that's the way they wear their head coverings. You know, picture like an Arab head covering, it's over the head and over the shoulder. Om Rav Yehuda, Maisa of a Hyrcanus, Benoishan of Lazar ben Hyrcanus. There was a story with Hyrcanus, the son of Rav Lazar ben Hyrcanus. We actually had this Hyrcanus before, according to the Kerega before, that brought down the Shultas, that the story where the person who didn't pay up Rav Akiva was Rav Lazar ben Hyrcanus. It says that he was made a neder on all his nechasim, so his son Hyrcanus should learn. So this is the same Hyrcanus. Ma'isa v'Hyrcanus v'noisha v'lozman Hyrcanus sheyotza besuda shal ksef v'Shabbos. He went out with a head covering that was over, draped over his shoulder as well on Shabbos. Elo shenima krucha loy v'etzpoy. There was a thread that was tied to his finger. Ukshabad of nechamim amru afilu ein nima krucha loy v'etzpoy. Even if the string is not tied to your finger, it's enough. He was wearing that tied to his finger because he was worried that maybe he'll fall off and come to metaltalim shesharabim. But Lamaisa, Rabban, you don't have to do that. You're not worried it's going to fall off. You're not going to walk around without your head covering. And therefore, you don't even need it tied to your finger. Dorosh of Nachbar of Chistam, Shredder of Chistam, Halacha, Afa Pisha, Ein Nima Kruchel of Etzba Yisav. Taka, like the Rechaman said, the Halacha is allowed to walk out like that, even though the string, the thread, is not tied around your finger. Dr. Maravaita, Ula Ikla, Lebeyasi Barhini, Ula went to the Beis Medrash of Asi Bahini, Bomei Torah, Tamidim asked him a question. Ma'o Lasais Marzev Shabbos. Are you allowed to make a Marzev on Shabbos? We'll see what that is in a second. Amaluhu Achi Omar, Rabbaloi, Oslo Asimav Shabbos. You cannot make a Marzev on a Shabbos. We're handling using a talus to be making it into a Marzev. And he said, no, it's also to do this on Shabbos. Now, my Marzev, what's a Marzev? Om Rab Zera, Kisi Bavli Osa. They used to fold the talus and make it into a pocket, and they tie it two ends. They take a talus, they tie the two ends, and it becomes like a pocket, and they were able to hold things in there. Oh, that's why it looked like a marzev, like a gutter. It became a shape of a, had three walls, and they used to do that. They used to do that sometimes. So here, you're not allowed to do that on Shabbos. Because you're making it's like a tikkun mana, it's like making a kli. That's why it's awesome. Because making a kli, making this thing to be able to carry things, making a sack, something to carry something. They were talking about what's the pshat. People have very long clothing, and they used to sometimes even sleep on the floor. So they made it. They used to tie like the end to the sides and became like a packet. And this way, they walked around with like two packets on the side, and it wasn't rubbing the floor. And if you do this, it's like a makar patish, it's like fixing up the beged on Shabbos, you're not allowed to do that. We'll see, there is a oifin you could do that. We'll see in a second. Rav Yirmi Av Yosef Kamei Rav Zera. Rav Yirmi is sitting in front of Rav Zera. Va'oma Alei, and he told Rav Zera, Hachi Mai. He said, he showed him, what about do it like this? Oma Alei Asa. Va'hachi Mai, Oma Alei Asa. So like this, it's Asa. He said, do it like this. He showed him this way, he said, Asa. Omra Papa, Nakoit Hai Klol V'yodcha. This is the klal to know when it's mutter, when it's asa. Kol adai de la knufe. Anytime you're doing it, al das, that it should stay like this, and you're trying to fix up the beged, that now the beged should be with pockets now, asa. It's asa to do. But kol de la snayos, if you're just doing it temporarily that you look nice. You're walking in the street and your stuff is schlepping on the floor. It looks very schlumpy. And you want to just make it look nice. So you just roll it up on the sides. And not to fix the beggar into packets. You're just trying to make it look nice. Then it'll be mutter. Sorry, then it's mutter. An example to that. Kiha, the Rav Sheshi Rav Idi, Misnav is Dinahava. He used to do this. This is not even on Shabbos. Every day, he used to fold up his talus when he walked out. But this wasn't, by the time he got home, he came back out. So this is Lado on Shabbos. It's only temporary. It's not fixing the baguette. It's just a way of wearing it. It's not fixing the baguette. So talking about Rabbi, take your also Rav Dimi. Omar, Pamach, as Yotzi Rebbe Lasada. One time, Rebbe went out into the field. And two out of his four, Mavuya Rashi, two out of his four sides of his talus were Menachem HaKseifei. That means the talus was covering his whole front, his whole back, but on the sides, it was on his shoulder. That was the story. He was wearing his talus in that way. So Shav, that's called a Masov. It's called wearing it. All in front of Yeshua Ben Zeruz, Ben Chamov Shor HaMeir. So Yeshua Ben Zeruz, who was the grandson of Rameyah through marriage, he was the son of the son-in-law of Rameyah, asked, "Vezulei chayv Rameyah chatas? Rameyah is not chayv chatas in this case. This is carrying." Amalei, so Rabbi answers, "Diktik Rameyah ad kan." Fagar, he said the opposite. What do you think Rameyah was makbid up to this? This whole iser that we had before, they now walk out with something called peles. Something folded up al ksefai, that's only if it's, you know, that's only if that's all the way on his shoulder. But if the front and the back are draped down, that would be fine. So he thought, Rame is really makbid here. But Lamaisa, even though Rebbe held maybe Rame did not hold like that, but he listened. And Shoshua Rebbe Talisa. Lamaisa, Rashua Mazaria said this, he listened. He did al Danivis a Rebbe. He took down his talus. He said, "Oh, you say it's also? I'm going to put it down." A different version of the story, same story, different version. Okay, also, Ravin, the story was not with Yeshua ben Zeruz. The story was Yeshua ben Kufsai, and he wasn't the inical of Rameya, he was the son-in-law of Rabbi Kiva. And the story was that he saw Rabbi wearing this talus. Omar, Bezule Chai Rekiva Chatos, you don't think that Rav Chatas in this case, where you're wearing a talus that way, on Malai, so he answered, "Dikti Rav Akiva Adkan, Rav Akiva really hold this is Chayav Chatas." But Lamai said, again, he listened, Shoshal Rabbi Talisa, he cavalled his words, and he let the talus drop down, like to listen to that. Because Rav Shmuel Rav Yehuda Amar Nishal Itmar, that he had the Shaila, a different version, that the Shaila came from Rabbi, not that Rabbi was walking that way. The Shaila came for Rabbi, and Rabbi said it's mutter. And then they told him, "Oh, Rameya or Akiva," and that's why he changed his mind. But the story is different, not that he was wearing it, he was asked the Shaila. Zokt the Mishnah Vaita, a new Mishnah. Haroichitz bemei ma'ara, someone who washed himself in a hat mikvah, in a ma'ara, or Umei Tveria, or in the Tveria, which is also hot water, Venestapik, and he dried himself, Afilu Be'esa Luntios. He dried himself even with 10 towels, and trying to say that it wasn't so wet the towel, he used 10 towels, they probably weren't wet most of those towels. Still, Lo Yeviem Be'yada, you should not bring it home by hand to your house, you cannot bring it home. And what's the reason? Because with Choshesh, maybe to come to squeeze it out to make Schita. But 10 people out use one towel, and they wipe Panayim Deim Raglayim or Vin Ois of Yodim. They can bring it home by hand. Why? This is 10 people, not Chayshin and Vishchita, because they'll remind you, "Hey, now do Shchita." You're not going to forget to do Shchita. One person himself, do the Chshah Shchita, he might do Shchita. But when it's 10 different people, they remind each other. So, to Mishnah Vaita, Sochin Umimashvashim. You're allowed to smear yourself with oil on Shabbos, and you're allowed to, like, massage the guf in order that the shemen should go on. You're allowed to massage the guf. Avaloimus amlim, but you can't massage with a lot of kayach. You can't do a very vigorous massage that you're not allowed to do on Shabbos because that's a shayla of the dechol or of refuah. And also avaloimus garim, you're not allowed to they used to have like combs to comb their skin. Like itch the skin with a special brush, that also is also of the dechayel. Again, it's of the dechayel, similar to refuah, of the dechayel. Not a halacha. Ein yardin l'kadima You now go down to the river called Kardim. We'll see the Gemara obeys what the pshat is. You're now let to do something to make yourself throw up. The ain ma'atzvim hakaton. You can't. Ve'im ma'atzvim es hakaton. You can't be mesada the bones of a katon. Ve'im achzir mishashaver. If someone had a bone fell out of a socket, you're now let to fix that on Shabbos. Mishenifku yodav v'ragloi. If one of his hands or feet came out of its socket, lo yitfeim v'tzayin. You can't be. You can't rub it vigorously with cold water to make it better. But you can go into the water. It gets better. Good. If not, not. Adkala Mishnah. A lot of Hilchas Refuah learned that as Mishnah. But upon it, we'll first start with the first half of the Mishnah. The first half of Mishnah handles Shal of Schita. And it says, Eloshin, if you went into the Mei Ma'ara in the Mei Tveria, you went into this hot water, and then you dried yourself, there's a problem of Schita with one person, and 10 people not pure Schita. Zok to Gemara. Ketani, Mei Ma'ara, Dumi de Mei Tveria. It says Mei Ma'ara, and it sounds like it's similar to Mei Tveria. Ma Mei Tveria, Chamin. Just like Mei Tveria is hot water, Mei Ma'ara, Chamin. So it's Mashma, HaReichet, the Eved, in L'chatir Eloi. But the Eved, if you're not supposed to wash it off in hot water. So with the Eved, it's good. But l'chatchila, you should not wash yourself in hot water. Mechlal, it's mashma, the l'shtatef, just to pour water on yourself, like a shower, pour water yourself, kol guf, afil l'chatchila shabadami, it's motiv l'chatchila. So come on, money Rav Shimon, he's going to Rav Shimon, tanya l'shtatef odam, be mecham, be mitzayin, and divrei meyer. There's a three-way machlekes in a brisa that we have before in Perek Kira. One man the Yama says you should not pour hot water or cold water on yourself on Shabbos. Rav Shimon Matter, Rav Shimon was both a mutter, hot water and cold water. Who do I remember? Becham also with tzoynin mutter. Hot water is also and tzoynin is mutter, and that's actually how we paskin. Lamai said these days you can't take a shower anyway, but technically according to Rav Huda, you could take a cold shower on Shabbos, but not a hot shower. But our Mishnah is like Rav Shimon, because our Mishnah's mashma only rechitz is also, but l'shtateif, just to pour water on yourself, mutter. So it sounds like our Mishnah is Rav Shimon. Sounds like our Mishnah is Rav Shimon. And even though our Mishnah is Rav Shimon, we're still passing like Rav Yehud, like we said, that it's also to wash your whole guf with hot water on Shabbos, even hot water that was warmed up before Shabbos, in Aladu. But with cold water, you could technically, Me'ikah Adin, wash yourself with cold water. But Lamaisa, Chumash Deshan already brings a raya, brings a halacha, Chumash Deshan, which is a rishon, lived there 700 years ago. He says that we don't take any rechitza on Shabbos b'chlal, but for different reasons, Ayin Shom, in the Mishnah Berurah, who brings down a lot of different reasons why, in Shulchan Aruch, he brings a lot of different reasons why we don't take any type of shower on Shabbos.